JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, two outstanding Jamaicans in the fields of literature and music receive the Musgrave Medal. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Jamaica's First Lady of Jazz, Dr. Myrna Haig Bradshaw, and Jamaican-born Harvard professor Orlando Patterson were on Monday presented with the prestigious Musgrave Medal. The two were among the 2015 Musgrave Medal awardees but were unable to attend the October ceremony. Professor Patterson was presented with the 2015 Musgrave Gold Medal for Distinguished Eminence in Literature, while Dr. Haig Bradshaw received the Silver Medal for Outstanding Merit in the Field of Music. A historical and cultural sociologist, Professor Patterson is well known for his work regarding issues of race in the United States and the Caribbean. His academic interests include the culture and practices of freedom, the comparative study of slavery and ethno-racial relations, and the cultural sociology of poverty and underdevelopment. He previously held faculty appointments at the University of the West Indies, UWI, of which he is a graduate. Dr. Myrna Haig Bradshaw has performed jazz in Jamaica and London and has recorded for Studio One. She founded the Ocherias Jazz Festival with late husband, the legendary jazz musician Sonny Bradshaw, and continues to organize the festival. In November 2012, she received a Caribbean Hall of Fame Award and has a doctorate in cultural studies from the University of the West Indies with her thesis examining jazz in the Caribbean. The awards were presented by Chairman of the Institute of Jamaica IOJ's Council, Ambassador Burchell Whiteman. In congratulating the honorees, Ambassador Whiteman said the two have motivated others through their work, making them ideal awardees.
Both our awardees have excelled in particular disciplines, and they have also both inspired others. And both of them have been a credit to Jamaica at home and abroad.
Professor Patterson, in expressing gratitude, said the recognition is special because it is so deeply rooted in Jamaica, which remains his homeland. Dr. Haig Bradshaw, in her response, referred to the moment as overwhelming because she never expected to receive this level of respect as a singer-musician.
I never thought that a moment like this would happen in my life.
I know firsthand the challenges you have to face when you have a child before you're fully prepared to deal with the reality. I know the impact on your social life. Besides, it could jeopardize your health, education, and potential. So I would say to young people, wait, finish your education, and make sure you are ready before you have a child.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
Incapacity, difficult circumstances, and the sudden death of a breadwinner in a family can create temporary or permanent impact on the ability of persons to provide for their own basic needs. Social protection therefore imposes an important role on government, particularly where the very vulnerable are concerned. A mix of financial provisions, facilitatory regulations, safety nets, and comprehensive policies are needed to provide social protection for our people. That's Goal 1, Outcome Number 3 of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
There's this plant called a squash. It's something looking like a melon, except that it has a very long neck and it can be cooked and eaten like the way you would normally do chocho. It can be mixed with saltfish, mackerel or so forth, or people who would normally eat pork, that kind of stuff. Yes, it's nice with that.
Basil roe.
And now for our Earthquake Awareness Month tip. In the event of an earthquake, take cover where you are. If you are outside during an earthquake, do not rush indoors or vice versa. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.